FKE, the Federation of Kenya Employers, FKE, has launched a four-year strategic plan coupled with a change of leadership during the organization's annual general meeting. Founded in 1959, the FKE is a national employers organization that provides direct services to its members in areas of industrial and labor relations. Chief guest, Dr. Julius Kipingetich, CEO, Jubilee Holdings Limited, discussed ways in which the FKE can become the voice of Kenya. He stressed the importance of focusing on areas where Kenya can be competitive and highlighted the need for a new labor strategy to achieve this goal. Dr. Kipingetich emphasized the importance of skills, knowledge, ethics, values, discipline, and hard work in creating a good employee. The launch of FKE 2024-2028 strategic plan at JW Marriott, Westlands, Nairobi on May 29, 2024 during the Federation of Kenya Employers, FKE, National Annual General Meeting. Governance and ethics are major challenges in Kenya and I call upon FKE to be the premier advocate against corruption, said Dr. Kipingetich. Under the theme, Enterprise, Resilience and Sustainability, Dr. Habil Olaka, the outgoing FKE national president, noted that the organization is celebrating 65 years as the premier employers body in the country. Dr. Olaka explained that the FKE has engaged with the government since 2023, and this collaboration has helped in managing tax and developing a strategic plan. Also speaking at the event, FKE Chief Executive Officer, CEO, Jacqueline Mugo, emphasized that the Federation has been a strong advocate for businesses in Kenya. Over the last 65 years, according to Mugo, the FKE has empowered women in leadership roles, with Dr. Gilda Adera being the first elected FKE female president. Ultimately, the FKE introduced its strategic plan for 2024-2028, outlining its roadmap for success in the years to come.